It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
And it is always great to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard. Joining us this morning by phone is Jenna Bass with the Portland area CYO. Jenna, thanks for dropping on with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
Happy summertime.
I know. Officially summer and the sun.
I know. It's nice to get out there. So, and that means one thing for CYO, Camp Howard, getting ready to roll. And last open house, correct, this weekend?
Yes, this Sunday, June 26th, is our last open house of the season, and from 2 to 5.
Nice. Were you able to go to the first open house?
I was not, okay. No, but it was a huge success. Quite a few people did show up.
That's awesome. And, yeah, people are going to have to be ready for the heat this Sunday because it could be up in the mid-90s. So I'm sure, yeah, it's one of those things, but I'm sure it'll be beautiful up there, a little cooler up in the mountain there near Mount Hood. So
definitely.
Camp Howard getting ready to start another season, and I'm sure you folks are all ready to go because the first session, I'm going to say like first week of July or close to that.
It is. So actually our first session this year is a family camp, which is July 1st through the 4th. And then after that, July 5th is our very first session with the kids.
Oh, that is fantastic. Family camp. I always thought what a great way to do Camp Howard if you've got some young kids and you're not quite ready yet for them to go off on their own, but to go up as a family. That's so nice.
It is. It's a great opportunity for families with kids that might be unsure about camp. They could be introduced to it with their parents. And then it just has all the regular camp traditions as well. So, you know, the campfires, camp activities, great food.
Yeah, that is for sure. I should ask you this question, too, in regards to registration. Even though camp is getting close, is registration still open?
Registration is still open. I don't think we have any sessions that are completely full. Family camp actually is full,
okay.
But I don't think any of our sessions are completely full. We do have some age groups that are at capacity, but no, registration is still open for the kids.
All right, and again, folks can just go to the website, CYOCampHoward.org. In fact, I have the website up right now, and there's a lot of great information on there about camp and some of the different sessions, when they are, the different activities that'll be going on there. And the thing about Camp Howard, too, of recent, there have been so many wonderful upgrades there.
Yes.
I don't know if you can talk about some of the new things.
Yes, so a few years ago, we added the new dining hall, which is just beautiful. It overlooks the Bull Run, and it's a beautiful view of Mount Hood. And then just the year before last, we added the new, it's beautiful, our welcome center.
Right.
So as the new families come in and the buses come in, it's open and welcoming, and it's just beautiful. The architecture is absolutely gorgeous.
So with the new facilities up there and all of the camp activities, I got to believe the camping experience now just keeps getting better at Camp Howard.
Yes, definitely. It's more open. The kids have really nice places to go. The eating, the new dining hall is beautiful. The kids can, you know, it was great during COVID. There was lots of areas for the kids to eat outside. So it was just perfect.
Yeah, that's a great point about COVID. I know the past couple of years a little bit different up at Camp Howard. I know, though, I think we talked to Sister Krista about this a while back, that, you know, you still do a wonderful job of making sure you're handling things with under all the protocols, so to speak.
Absolutely, definitely. No, not a whole lot of protocols this year that we have to follow. It's nice that, you know, most of the activities are outside.
Right.
So obviously that lends itself to a safer environment.
Yeah. Talk about, too, if you could, just some of the activities that the kids will have involved, be involved with or encounter at Camp Howard.
They can do the fishing and hiking. There's the giant swing and the zip line. They can ride go-karts. They can ride these, little boats on the lake.
Nice.
Yes.
Is there, I always think about camp and I think about swimming. Is there swimming opportunities?
Yes. Oh, yes. There's definitely, we have a swimming pool. It's a heated swimming pool. We added the heater quite a few years ago. There's a giant slip and slide. There's archery and basketball, pickleball, volleyball. Of course, all the creative side, like our arts and crafts, tie-dye.
Right.
Yes.
Speaking with Jenna Bass with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard, as the camp is just about ready to get started for another season. If you want to see the camp before the activities start, this is your opportunity. Again, this Sunday, June 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m., it is the final open house up at Camp Howard, and so you'll really get an opportunity because you can tour the grounds and see everything that's there.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to meet the staff, go on your own self-guided tours, learn about all the different camp activities, look at the cabins. We also have some homemade refreshments to offer people.
Wonderful. So as far as staffing goes, still looking for any help up there, either volunteers or counselors, anything like that?
Yes, we are still looking, and you can email Peggy English, and she can give you the most up-to-date information about that.
Very, very nice. Again, that is cyocamphoward.org. I meant to ask you, too, right at the top, track and field, did that wrap up?
It did, yes. So we had our final championships, and it was a huge success. It was so much fun to be fully back. And last year, we had mini meets, but this year they were all the normal meets with the championships at the end, so it was great.
Did you do it at Jesuit? I know that's where it's been at the past.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. So two full days out at Jesuit.
Fantastic. And we're talking about Camp Howard and summer camp, but you know how quickly camp goes or how fast summer goes, and you'll be rolling right into, boy, would it be volleyball, fall sport?
Yes, so volleyball and fall hot shots and cross country. So we added cross country in February of 2021.
Right.
And so this technically will be our third season of cross country.
Excellent. Again, as we know, time goes fast, so you can see all the information and follow along on your calendar on the website cyocamphoward.org. Great website, lots of information on there. And again, one other reminder, open house this Sunday at Camp Howard, June 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. Going to be a beautiful day up there. We may need the slip and slide.
Yeah exactly. And just one other thing, you don't need to RSVP to attend the camp, so you're just more than welcome to show up. And they're also just asking no pets.
Excellent.
No dogs.
And you have directions on your website if people need to know? Perfect.
Yep.
Again, cyocamphoward.org. Jenna Bass with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard. Jenna, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Great, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
God bless. Thanks.